Unit 1. The World Before Modern Times. Prehistory to 1500. The Period in Perspective. Around 3000 BC, civilizations began to emerge in four different areas of the world: Western Asia, Egypt, India, and China, and give rise to the great empires of the ancient world. By the beginning of the first millennium AD, however, the great states of the ancient world were mostly in decline or at the point of collapse. On the ruins of the ancient empires, new patterns of civilization began to take shape. At the same time, between 400 and 1500, new civilizations were beginning to appear in a number of other parts of the world: Japan, Southeast Asia, Africa, and across the Atlantic Ocean in the Americas. All of these states were increasingly linked by trade into the first global civilization. Unit 1. Looking back to see ahead. Systems of law. Law is a code of conduct and rights recognized by a society. It provides social control, order, and justice, and it enables people to know their rights and responsibilities. Law is also the cornerstone of a constitutional government, helping to ensure justice and fair treatment of all citizens. "Where law ends, tyranny begins," said William Pitt, an English leader, in 1770. 1. Roman Republic. Laying the Foundation. Around 451 to 450 BC, a group of judges posted 12 tablets in Rome's main forum, or marketplace. According to legend, the common people of Rome had demanded that the laws be written down for all to see, so that they would then know their rights. The 12 tables, as they were called, remained in effect for almost 1,000 years. When Roman armies conquered other nations, they brought their laws with them. By AD 120, the entire Mediterranean world was governed by Roman law. The Romans developed important legal principles. The law applied to all people, regardless of wealth or power, and people should be ruled by law rather than the whims of their leaders. In AD 533 to 534, the Byzantine Emperor Justinian consolidated all Roman law into a single written code. The Justinian Code, the body of civil law, as it is properly named, became the foundation of today's civil law system. 2. The United States, a model for constitutional government. The founders of the United States knew about and admired the Romans and their belief in limiting the power of government. When it came time to draw up a plan of government, the framers wrote a constitution that balanced the powers of government among three branches. To ensure that elected leaders did not place themselves above the law, the framers included a provision that made the Constitution the supreme law of the land. The Constitution was adopted on September 17, 1787. 3. France, unifying the law. In 1799, a French general named Napoleon Bonaparte set out to build an empire even larger than Rome's. To rule this empire, Napoleon followed the Roman example. He appointed a commission to write a uniform code of laws. This code, known as the Napoleonic Code, was completed in 1804. Although Napoleon ruled as emperor, he drew upon many of the legal precedents first introduced by the Romans. This included the principle that the same laws should be used to govern all people. Under Napoleon, this code was adopted in areas across the globe, such as present-day Belgium, Spain, and Latin America. Chapter 1. The First Civilizations and Empires, Prehistory to AD 500. Key Events. As you read, look for the key events in the history of the first civilizations and empires. The agricultural revolution of the Neolithic Age gave rise to more complex human societies that became known as the first civilizations. The Sumerians in Mesopotamia were among the first groups to build a civilization. Under the Shang, Zhou, Qin, and Han dynasties, China developed into a flourishing empire and produced numerous cultural, scientific, and technological achievements. The impact today. The events that occurred during this time period still impact our lives today. Paleolithic peoples used technological inventions to change their physical environment, just as humans do today. Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Confucianism continue to have a major impact on people and events around the world. Section 1. Early Humans, Voices from the Past. In 1879, a Spanish landowner who was an amateur archaeologist took his 12-year-old daughter Maria with him to examine a cave on their farm in northern Spain. While her father busied himself digging for artifacts at the entrance to the cave, Maria wandered inside holding a lantern. She was startled by what she discovered. Ahead was a big dark hole, like a doorway. Beyond it was a huge long room. I held my lantern high for a better look. Then suddenly I saw big red and black animals all over the ceiling. I stood amazed looking at them. Secrets from the Past, Gene S. Stewart, 1979. Today, the simple cave paintings made by Stone Age artists provide historians with clues to the lives of early humans. Before history. Historians rely mostly on documents or written records to create their pictures of the past. However, an account of prehistory, the period before written records, depends on the work of archaeologists and anthropologists. These scientists rely on the analysis of artifacts and human fossils to construct theories about the development of early human beings. Early stages of development. The earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. Called Australopithecines, or southern apes, they flourished in eastern and southern Africa. They were the first hominids, humans, and other human-like creatures that walk upright to make simple stone tools. A second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, or upright human being, a species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development began with the emergence of a new species, Homo sapiens, or wise human being. Two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and Homo sapiens sapiens, both developed from Homo sapiens. Neanderthals were first found in the Neander Valley in Germany. Their remains have been dated between 100,000 and 30,000 BC and have been found in Europe and Southwest Asia. Neanderthals relied on a variety of stone tools and seemed to be the first early people to bury their dead. The first anatomically modern humans, people who looked like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, or wise human being, appeared in Africa between 150,000 and 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. The spread of Homo sapiens sapiens. By 30,000 BC, Homo sapiens sapiens had replaced the Neanderthals, who had largely died out, possibly as a result of conflict between the two groups. The spread of these first modern humans was a slow process, but by 10,000 BC, members of the Homo sapiens sapiens subspecies of the species Homo sapiens could be found throughout the world. All humans today, whether they are Europeans, Australian Aborigines, or Africans, belong to the same subspecies of human being. Reading check. Summarizing. Identify and describe the three stages of early human development. The hunter-gatherers of the Stone Age. Turning point. Just as people do today, Paleolithic peoples used technological innovations, including stone tools, to change their physical environment. The term Paleolithic Age is used to designate the early period of human history from approximately 2,500,000 to 10,000 BC, in which humans used simple stone tools. Paleolithic is Greek for old stone, and the Paleolithic Age is sometimes called the Old Stone Age. For hundreds of thousands of years, human beings lived in small communities, seeking to survive by hunting, fishing, and gathering in an often hostile environment. Over a long period of time, Paleolithic peoples learned how to create more sophisticated tools, how to use fire, and how to adapt to and even change their physical environment. Paleolithic peoples were primarily nomads, or people who moved from place to place, who hunted animals and gathered wild plants for survival. They also created a human culture that included sophisticated cave paintings. Reading check. Identifying. What are the two most important technological innovations of Paleolithic peoples? The Neolithic Revolution. Turning point. Despite all of our technological progress, human survival still depends on the systematic growing and storing of food, an accomplishment of people in the Neolithic Age. The end of the last ice age, around 8,000 BC, was followed by what is called the Neolithic Revolution, That is, the revolution that occurred in the Neolithic Age, the period of human history from 10,000 to 4,000 BC. The word Neolithic is Greek for New Stone. The name New Stone Age is somewhat misleading, however. The real change in the Neolithic Revolution was the shift from the hunting of animals and the gathering of food to the keeping of animals and the growing of food on a regular basis, what we call systematic agriculture. The planting of grains and vegetables provided a regular supply of food. The domestication, or adaptation, for human use of animals added a steady source of meat, milk, and wool. Animals could also be used to do work. The growing of crops and the taming of food-producing animals created what historians call an agricultural revolution. Some believe this revolution was the single most important development in human history. The growing of crops on a regular basis gave rise to more permanent settlements, which historians call Neolithic farming villages. Once people began settling in villages or towns, they saw the need to build houses for protection and other structures for storage. Organized communities stored food and other material goods, which encouraged the development of trade. As village inhabitants mastered the art of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex societies. As their wealth increased, these societies began to create armies and to build walled cities. By 3000 BC, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. Reading check. Identifying. What changes resulted from the development of systematic agriculture? The emergence of civilization. In general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. As human societies grew and became more complex, a new form of human existence called civilization came into being. A civilization is a complex culture in which large numbers of human beings share a number of common elements. Historians have identified the basic characteristics of civilizations. Six of the most important characteristics are cities, government, religion, social structure, writing, and art. An increase in food production in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China led to a significant growth in human population and the rise of cities. Growing numbers of people, the need to maintain the food supply, and the need to build walls for defense soon led to the growth of governments in these new urban civilizations. All of the new urban civilizations developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Rituals were developed to please the gods and goddesses. A new social structure based on economic power also arose. Rulers and an upper class of priests, government officials, and warriors dominated society. Abundant food supplies created new opportunities, enabling some people to work in occupations other than farming. The demand of the upper class for luxury items encouraged artisans and craftspeople to create new products. Writing was an important feature in the life of these new civilizations. Above all, rulers, priests, merchants, and artisans used writing to keep accurate records. Significant artistic activity was another feature of the new civilization. Temples and pyramids were built as places for worship or sacrifice, or for the burial of kings and other important people. The emergence of civilizations was a dramatic new stage in the story of world history. Reading check. Describing. Describe the relationship between an increase in food production and the rise of cities and governments. Critical thinking skill builder. Understanding cause and effect. Why learn this skill? It is important to understand how or why an event occurred. What action or situation caused a particular event? What were the effects or consequences of that particular action or situation? Learning the skill. Understanding cause and effect involves considering how or why an event occurred. A cause is the action or situation that produces an event. An effect is the result or consequence of an action or situation. To identify cause and effect relationships, follow these steps. Identify two or more events or developments. Decide whether or not one event caused the other. Look for clue words, such as because, led to, brought about, produced, as a result of, so that, since, and therefore. Identify the outcomes of events. Making a graphic organizer can help you understand cause and effect. Read the passage below and examine the graphic organizer. Unlike the floods on Mesopotamia's rivers, the flooding of the Nile was gradual and predictable. The river was seen as life-giving, not life-threatening. Whereas massive state-controlled irrigation and flood control were needed in Mesopotamia, the small villages along the Nile easily managed small irrigation systems that required no state assistance. As a result, Egyptian civilization tended to remain more rural. Many small villages were gathered along a narrow band of land on both sides of the Nile. Practicing the skill. On a separate piece of paper, make a cause and effect diagram for each of the following statements. Some of the statements may have more than one cause and effect. 1. Irrigation and drainage ditches made it possible to grow crops on a regular basis. The resulting abundance of food supplies enabled large numbers of people to live together in cities. 2. Under Hammurabi's code, a son found guilty of striking his father had his hand cut off. 3. The Hyksos invaded Egypt and defeated the Egyptian soldiers. Their new rulers taught the conquered Egyptians how to use bronze to make tools and weapons.